Sadly, we are not fully aware of the virtues of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. You know, when there's other things to talk about, we can go on for hours. But when we talk about our companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then just a few moments and we're out of content and we don't know what further to say. The books of Sirah, the books of history, the books that focus on the Sahaba are filled with information, with historical accounts of the great personalities. We find that it takes a mere scroll through, sometimes a poisonous article or viewing a poisonous clip, and all the fadail that we've heard go down the drain, and there remain seeds of doubt within us. And that is why we need to continuously refresh our knowledge with regards to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Said Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said من سره أن ينظر إلى عتيق من النار فلينظر إلى أبا بكر وإن اسمه الذي سماه أهله عبد الله بن عثمان بن عامر بن عمر حيث ولد. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said whoever is pleased to look at a person who is free from the fire of Jahannam should look at Sidna Abu Bakr, and his name is Abdullah bin Uthman bin Amr bin Amir bin Amr, and he was born, because of his good character, he became known as Atiq, the one who was freed. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, one of the great Sahaba radiallahu anhu, the most virtuous position after all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the first Khalifa of this deen, in the verse of the Noble Quran, Allah refers to him as Thaniyath Nain, one of two people. And this is that unique incident at the time of Hijrah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was not only a Sahabi, he himself was a Sahabi, and his children were also Sahaba. Four of his children, Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Abi Bakr, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Ais Asma, and Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala an. Sayyidina Asma was married to Sayyidina Zubair. Both parents were Sahaba. His mother, Ummul Khair, and his father, Abu Quhafa, Uthman ibn Amr, became Muslim at the time of the conquest of Mecca. His grandson, Abu Atiq ibn Abdurrahman ibn Abi Bakr, was also a Sahabi. This has been mentioned in Tariq al-Khulafa by Imam Suyuti, rahimahullah. His other foremost grandson was Abdullah bin Zubair, the son of Asma. Abdullah bin Zubair established the Khilafah with a capital in Mecca, and he was the only ruler to rule from Mecca to Mukarrama. And there's a fascinating incident about the Islam of Sayyidina Abu Bakr. It is mentioned that he knew Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knew him from before the time of Jahiliyyah. They had some sort of a link. And Ibn Ishaq is mentioned that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and him had this friendship, and he knew about the truthfulness, the trustworthiness, the good character, the noble conduct of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the character that would prevent Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from speaking any lies. And it is mentioned that أَحَقُّ مَا تَقُولُ قُرَيْشِ Ya Muhammad, when he met Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked, Ahaqqun, is it true what the Quraysh is saying about you, that you've left our deities and that you have, abandoned our way and you have disbelieved in our forefathers? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bala, inni Rasulullah. Indeed, I am the messenger of Allah and the Nabi of Allah. Allah has sent me to convey his message, and I'm calling you, O Abu Bakr, to Allah with the truth, and Allah's qasam, this is the truth. O Abu Bakr, I'm calling you to one Allah, no partners with him, that he does not be worshipped with any partners, that he be worshipped alone, and that the obedience to him. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam recited the Quran, and it is said that Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu accepted Islam at that very instance. So this is a short incident of the acceptance of Islam of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. What we learn from this is his noble conduct even before he accepted Islam, and the close bond he had to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the illustrious lineage that he had and those who had come from his lineage. May Allah increase our love for the Ahlul Bayt, for all the Sahaba, for the Khulafa Rashidun.